Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace. My Lord and my God, I cried and plead unto this morning that you will visit your people in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask and I pray that you reach out unto everyone at his point of need in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I bless you for what you are going to do. For in Jesus' name we are prayed. Let's put hands together for the Lord. Let me say that I am glad to be in the church once again. And let me say happy new month to every one of us. I really missed church last Sunday particularly, which was the time for our pastoral and prophetic declarations. And I want to say that as we are about entering to the month of September, and as I was praying and I was meditating, the Lord laid strongly on my mind that this ember period we are entering to is a period that we can maximize for a great push of the hand of God in our lives and in the ministry. And I want to declare to you this morning, there's going to be a great move of God in your life in this ember month in the mighty name of Jesus. If you divide the year into three, one of the three parts is taken over by the ember months. Am I right? And there are a lot of myths, superstitions about the ember months. But let me tell you that God wants us to trust him for great things in our lives during this period. And this morning, I will be talking on time for intervention. Time for intervention. I don't know what has been our situation, what has been our experiences, what has been our story. But I am trusting and believing God for great things in our lives in this remaining part of the year. I want to take my text from the book of Psalm 66, and I'm going to read verse 12. Psalm 66, and I'm going to read just verse 12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into what? A worthy place. The psalmist here has a story in two parts. The first part was a part of his struggles, his trial, his trauma, his travail, his dissatisfaction, the contention. But the other part is a time of intervention. He said that you have allowed men to ride over our heads. What does that mean? That this time his head was subdued. I don't know whether you know what it means for her to be subdued. When you begin to lose self-confidence in yourself, you are becoming ashamed. You are finding God to raise up your head. Your head is subdued at that situation. The psalmist had this experience. He was not really himself. He was surviving, but he was not enjoying life. Because men seemingly were riding over his head. And it appears there was nothing he could do about it. Then secondly, he said that we went through fire. When they say you go here, went. He went through what? Fire. Fire was burning him. When I'm talking of fire, now I'm talking of physical fire now. And I say unto everyone, who is feeling fire in any area of his life, today, that will pour water to quench that fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, we went through fire. That means things were too hot. Things were too uncomfortable. When you are passing through any situation and you are very uncomfortable, discomforting, unsettling, that is when you are passing through fire. I don't know what kind of fire you might be passing through, but the psalmist had this. He said, we went through fire. And he's saying, and through waters. What does that mean? That we were almost drowned. When you are gasping for breath in any department of life, when you are longing for a lifeline and it seems not to be coming, that's where you are passing through waters. And you are asking yourself, will I be able to float? Or am I going to drown? But those are the situations. But then suddenly the Lord intervenes. Anytime I've told you before, I'm reading the Bible and I see the word but, I know the story has changed. And so I believe and I'm prophesying the story of somebody will begin to change this environment for better in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Men rode over our heads. Yes. We went through fire. Yeah. Went through water as we were dry. But you brought us out. Not just only out, but onto a worthy place. This ember period, whatever you have been going through, God is going to bring you out. And it's not going to bring you out just at the head. It's going to bring you out into a flourishing and worthy place in the mighty name of Jesus. I want our people, I was telling the minister yesterday that we have to be sent to the spiritual temperature. Starting from this September, we are going to be doing certain things in this church. We are going to be trusting God for certain specific interventions in the lives of our people and the lives of the ministry. And let me drop this for us. And if anybody is planning to travel, they don't demand, please don't travel. By 28, am I right? 28th of this month, we are going to have our night vigil. Am I right? 27, sorry. 27 of this month, they are going to be caught at night vigil. I want everybody to come to that night vigil. That day, you fast from morning to evening. You break by 6, then call for night vigil. We are going to see God move. And immediately after that, at the end of this month,
30th of September, is it now? 1st of October and 2nd of October, we are going to be fasting and praying. Church, the whole church. We are going to end the month with prayer and enter the next month with prayer. And we are going to end on the 2nd with Holy Communion. 30th is Monday, if I'm correct. And 1st is Tuesday. And Wednesday is 2nd. So we are going to be coming here those 3 days, 5 every evening to pray and to see God. Let me assure you, God is going to begin to do great and new things in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. He brought us out. You are coming out. I say you are coming out. You are coming out of depression. You are coming out of dissatisfaction. You are coming out of pain. You are coming out of distress unto a worthy place in the mighty name of Jesus. That is when God chose to intervene. He had experiences, but suddenly there was an intervention. What happens when God intervenes? I will say 5 things which should be our prayer point for this Ember period. And I want everybody to note it and begin to turn, to begin to pray on your own on these 5 things, which I know happens when God intervenes. And so anything that is your situation, as you begin to turn these things to prayer, you begin to see the hand of God move your life in Jesus' name. So God intervenes in the life of the psalmist and the story change. And I'm saying, what happens when God intervenes? 5 things I'm going to talk about. And those 5 things, I want every member of this ministry to turn into a prayer point for the rest of this Ember period and see God move. Number 1, when God intervenes, your past become a story and your present become the testimony. When God intervenes, your past becomes a story and your present becomes the testimony. That is what happened in this our text. The issue of men riding over his head was a story, became a story. That he went through fire became a story. That he was almost drowned in waters of life became a story. But his testimony is that Lord brought him out. Not only out, but to the wedding place. Look at quickly Exodus chapter 15, verse 20 to 21. Let's just read it here. When God intervenes, the past becomes the story and the present becomes the testimony. Exodus chapter 15, verse 20 to 21. Let's read it quickly. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbre in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbres and with dances. Verse 21, and Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. And that story, you see a story, you see a testimony there. You see the past, you see the present. I speak unto everyone who believes this morning. I speak to everyone who desires this morning that your past will become a story and your present become a wonderful testimony. This period of Ember in the mighty name of Jesus. Number 2, when God intervenes, he brings an abrupt end to the era of struggle and helplessness. When God intervenes, he does what? He brings an abrupt end, sudden end, to the era of struggle and helplessness. That's why the psalmist says, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion. We are like them that. Because God is going to intervene in your life, in your situation, and abrupt and a sudden end will come to the era of struggles in your life, to the era of helplessness in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have been struggling. You appear helpless. But then, God will intervene. And when he intervenes, it will just come to a sudden end. It was just suddenly when Joseph was transformed from being a slave to a prime minister. It was sudden. It was sudden. It was just sudden when the life of David was transformed from just being a small, relegated, neglected shepherd boy to a king. It was just sudden. It was just sudden when the life of Jehu, who was just there always taking instruction as the captain, was transformed, was anointed, became a king. It was sudden. When God intervenes, the transformation becomes very rapid and very sudden. And people, it's just like a movie. God is going to bring a sudden end to the era of struggle, to the era of helplessness in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. So the first prayer we are going to pray, God, make my past to be a story and my present to be what? Secondly, we are going to pray that God bring a sudden end to the era of struggle and helplessness in my life. And number three, when God intervenes, is the God's sovereignty overtakes your limitations and inadequacies. When God intervenes, his own sovereignty will overtake your own inadequacies. Sometimes we are struggling, we are in trouble because there are some inadequacies in our lives, and we may not be able to help ourselves. Let's look at Psalm 73, verse 2. Psalm 73, verse 2. It says, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. I said Psalm 73, verse 2. Psalm 73, verse 2. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My step had well near sleep. What does that mean? He was so battered. He was so confused and traumatized that he said, if for him, that means if God was not there, do you get what I'm saying? I don't want you to understand that passage. But as for me, that if God were not to be there, I would have what? But as for me, my feet were almost gone. Are there not something that will challenge your faith? Say, is God really faithful? Does God really answer prayer? Does God really love me? Somebody had come to me and said, look, I don't believe that God loves me. I believe God is partial. If God is not partial, look at what I've done. Look at what I've done. How come I'm facing this? And why is it that it's all others who don't do even as much as I do? They get better than I do. Does God love me at all? Have you not
come to some situation in your life that your faith is challenged. If you have not, I've experienced that situation in my life before.
But when God intervenes, he overtakes. It was God that stabilized him. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. So if there's anybody who is in such a confused, confounded situation, whose faith is being challenged by the experiences and situation of life, I pray for you this morning. My God and your God will cause his sovereignty to overtake your inadequacies in the mighty name of Jesus. Number four, when God intervenes, he imposes his prerogative of mercy upon your situation. What does he do? When he intervenes, he imposes his prerogative of mercy upon your situation. There was a situation like this. There are so many in the scripture. I will just give you one to see what I'm talking about. Genesis chapter 19, verse 16. Let us look at it. Genesis chapter 19, verse 16. Is it there or I should read? Okay. Now, look at this. And why he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. If not because of our time, we are ready some passage before and after. But you know the story we are talking about. What are we talking about here? Lot. Who are the men that laid hand on his aim now? The angels. Sodom and Gomorrah will be destroyed by God. And God sent message, angels, to Lot because of the intercession of Abraham. Sorry, it's Abraham. And they were to be delivered. But somehow, Lot was still glued to the fancies, to the mirage of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. He still lingered. It is very easy for us to condemn the wife of Lot that he turned back and he became a pillar of salt. But what of Lot? Lot lingered. And when he decided to linger, all the family also decided to linger with him. But what happened? God imposes his prerogative of mercy on his situation. Otherwise, he would have been destroyed. Otherwise, he would have gone. Otherwise, that would have been the end of his story. But because God chose, not because of the faith of Lot at that point in time, not because of the actions of Lot at that point in time, not because of the effort or determination of Lot at that point, but because of God's prerogative of mercy, he imposed it on the situation, and they laid his hand on him and took him out. That means it's like they were dragging him against his will. Do you agree with me? When we are talking of imposition, we are talking of something that even beyond your own desire, your own will. God imposes his prerogative of mercy. Look at what God said. The Bible said, the Lord being merciful. The Lord being merciful unto him. If not for that, that would have been the end. This morning, I'm decreeing to the lives of everyone who needs a divine intervention that God will impose
his prerogative of mercy upon your situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sometimes we are in a situation we think we have done enough, but we have not done enough. Sometimes we are in a certain situation, there are things we should do or we should not do. And out of that knowledge or knowledge, things we should not do, we do. Or things we should do, we do not do. And we turn out, we blame God. But when God decided to, he just overlooked, he just imposed his prerogative of mercy. Because those things are the legalistic ground for the enemy to hold you bound. Yes, he should have done it, he has not done that. Yes, he should have done this, he's doing it. And because you don't know, you are just fasting, you are just praying, and so it remains the same. But when God imposes the prerogative of mercy, it takes you out of that situation. So because we are talking about time for intervention, I am believing God, and I am praying this morning that God, my God, your God, will impose his prerogative of mercy upon every situation of your life, of my life, of this ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus. And number five, because I want us to pray. When God intervenes, he consecrates you for lifting. When God chooses to intervene. Now, I said five prayer points now for this embassy period. Number one, you pray that God will make your past to be what? Story. And you pray to be a... Secondly, you pray that during this period, that God will bring an abrupt end to the season or to the era of what? Struggles and helplessness. And number three, I said that you have to pray that God's sovereignty will do what? Will overtake. And then number four, I said that you pray that during this period, God will impose his prerogative of mercy upon your situation. And number five is that God will consecrate you for lifting. Numbers chapter 16. Chapter 17, rather. Numbers chapter 17, verse 6 to 8, quickly. God consecrates you for lifting when he chooses to intervene. God bless you. Now, Numbers chapter 17, not chapter 15. Numbers chapter 17, verse 6 to 8. And Moses spoke unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece. For each prince, one according to their father's houses, even 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. Let me just pause for a moment. There were 12 tribes in Israel. I believe you know that. But do you know, for every tribe, there were hundreds of thousands. And leaders were to be chosen. And out of every hundreds or thousands in every tribe, only one was chosen. It was a process of sifting. With the process, only one in every tribe was chosen. And so at the end of the day, they had 12 princes. And Aaron was just one of those princes. It was even enough to have made it to that level or be one of the 12. It was a great achievement. Do you agree with me? Let me tell you, every one of you who is seated here today, God has given you an opportunity, has given you an achievement that you can celebrate, whether you like it or not. If you are an undergraduate, many people are still struggling with WAEC, with JAMB. If you're a graduate, you might say don't have a job, but maybe people are still in the university battling to graduate. So you're already among the privilege. But as I normally say, it's not only enough to be among the privilege. It is better to be distinguished among the privilege.
So Aaron was just among the 12. He earned that honor. But then the story was not ended there. Verse 7. And Moses laid the rod before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. Do you know a rod? The rod of shepherd. What they used to do that rod? Dry wood. Am I right? So he collected 12 rods. One representing each prince, representing one tribe. And he brought 12 rods and laid them for the tabernacle way. And now look at verse 8, which they were stopping. And it came to pass on the morrow, Moses went into the tabernacle of witness. This passage the Lord gave me specifically for us this month. And I think if you read our Cedar family page, that was a verse I sent to everybody on the first day of this month. How many of you saw it on the page? God bless you. And Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi budded. And brought the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, brought forth buds, bloomed, blossomed, and yielded almonds. A dry wood overnight sprouted. If you look at King James Version, it says sprouted. New King James Version. If you look at NKJV, can you give me NKJV and project that verse 8? Do you have NKJV? No. Does anybody have it in the congregation? Can you read that verse 8? Good. The rod of Aaron had sprouted. That's okay. You can sit down. A dry rod. One among the 12 suddenly sprouted. That is supernatural power. That's divine intervention. For a dry wood now to sprout. And not that he budded. When we talk of buds, we are talking of freshness. Buds are a sign of greenness, of life, of fruitfulness, of productivity. And he bloomed. This ember period, your life is going to bud. It's going to sprout. It's going to bloom. It's going to blossom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Suddenly, overnight, because God intervened, 12 rods were brought into the tabernacle of witness. 10 dry rods. And there was contention. Who among these one? So that there will not be any controversy again. You are the Lord from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God by your. So that there won't be any controversy. Whether God was there or not, whether God chose him or not, his rod sprouted, brought out buds, bloomed, blossomed, and something happened. Yielded almonds. Can you imagine? They were reaping almonds from a dry wood. If you go and Google about almond seed, is one of the most valuable seeds in the world today. The medical doctors will tell you that it is good for cholesterol control, blood sugar control, blood pressure control. It's good for skin health. It's good for circulating system. It has a lot of vitamin C. It has folic acid. It has vitamin E.
If you want more, go ask Dr. Ayola. He will give you more. Haman's. If you don't know, go and begin to eat Haman's seed. I didn't know before, but the moment I knew, I started eating it. Started eating Haman's. Dry wood. You are going to be consecrated for lifting. In the mighty name of Jesus. 12 rods were brought to the tabernacle of witness, but only one was. And when it was speak, it was clear to everybody. Who then will say that God is not? Can anybody contend with that? Can anybody argue with that? God made it so clear that this is the man I am lifting. This period, God is going to make it clear that he's lifting you. He will do a thing that nobody will be able to gainsay, and they will know that God has been with you in the mighty name of Jesus. See, when things are not too distinct, then they can be arguing. See, when there's argument, it's because there is no, the difference is not too much. It's because there is some too much similarity. But when there is a wide disparity, nobody will argue. That's what God is saying. The way God is going to intervene in your life is so that it will not be a subject of controversy, but rather a reason to praise the Lord and object of praises in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to stand on our feet now because I want us to pray. And as we pray, I just want us to open the book of Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 5. Remember I said, this period is a time for intervention. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 5 quickly, and then we'll begin to pray. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 5. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, is that Habakkuk? Yes, good. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelous, for I will walk a walk in your days which you will not believe though it be told you. I, the Lord, will walk a walk in your days which you will not believe even if you are told. You say, can that be possible? If anybody has said that a dry rock can sprout and bring almond, will anybody believe? That's what God is saying. You see, when we are just praying, we are just putting our faith, but when God himself decided to intervene, he said, look, I have taken over. So I want to stand up this morning. I want to lift your right hand unto the Lord. If you know this song, you are going to sing with me. If you don't know it, I'm going to teach you. I think maybe that was you come here and then lift your right hand unto the Lord. Listen to me first as I sing this song. If you don't know it, you pick it. Owo otun Olorun shagbara. Owo otun Olorun shagbara. Owo otun Olorun shagbara o. Owo otun re ngba nila. Owo otun Olorun shagbara. Owo otun Olorun shagbara. Owo otun Olorun shagbara o. Owo Oture ngbanila. Owo otu Olorun shagbara. Owo otu Olorun shagbara. Owo otu Olorun shagbara o. Owo oture ngbanila. Owo otu Olorun shagbara. Owo otun Olorun shagbara. Owo otun Olorun shagbara o.
owo oture ngalila owo tu olorun un sagbara
maskem bo bo bo
owo tu olorun un sagbara owo tu olorun un sagbara o owo oture ngalila owo tu olorun un sagbara owo tu olorun un sagbara owo tu olorun un sagbara o owo oture ngalila owo tu olorun un sagbara owo tu olorun un sagbara owo tu olorun un sagbara o
the right hand of God does mightily. His right hand delivers, saves, heals, turns around. Can you begin to ask for God intervention in your life this morning? Ask God to intervene in your situation, that your story, your past will become a story and the present will become a testimony. Begin to pray that God will bring an abrupt end to the era of struggle and helplessness in your situation, in your life. Begin to pray that the sovereignty of God will overtake your limitation and inadequacies. Begin to pray that God will impose his prerogative of mercy upon your situation. Begin to pray that God will consecrate you for lifting. Pray this prayer. What we want this morning is divine intervention. We are not depending on our effort again, but we are calling on God to intervene. God's intervention. God's intervention. God's intervention. Ma intalababa. Meru gaga gaga gaga. Ma ole ke. Ra I de kuska. Ma uli baba baba. Ra udaka kakaka. Ra udaka. Ra udaka. Ra udaka. Ra udaka. Ma uske pulaba shandalaba. Two-third of the year is gone. One-third of the year is remaining. But that is too much for intervention. It's enough for God to intervene. Now, we are not talking about the two-third that is by, that's gone. We are concentrating on the last third, the remaining one-third, that God intervene in my situation, intervene in my condition, intervene my life. Begin to tell God, what are the areas where you see that intervention? Me ulaba ra ide ke ra inde ke suba ra ide kuska baba ra ida kakasi baba ra andu saibalaga ra inde kuska baba meke tuli baba kashanda laga. The rod of Aaron sprouted. He brought forth buds. It bloomed. It budded. It bloomed. And yielded almonds. Begin to ask for blooming. Everything you are said, thank God, I'm moving from gloom to bloom. Any area that is glooming your life will begin to bloom. That God will intervene. Every area where gloom is the situation, where gloom is the condition, you are just glooming. But now you begin to bloom. Yes, you begin to flourish. Dryness will receive life. Dry wood, dry rot sprouted overnight. Because it was put in the tabernacle of witness and God intervene. You are come to the tabernacle of witness this morning. God will intervene. Masata la baba. Rekekeke suba shandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now open your eyes and look at me. We pray this final prayer and I will just ask Pastor Wade to come and round up. Look at me. Open your eyes. The rod that was dry was brought to the tabernacle of witness. And where God chose to intervene, it sprouted. It bloomed. It blossomed. It yielded a man. What is the rod want to lay before the tabernacle of witness this morning for this Ember period? I want everybody to bring his own rod. And to be like rod of Aaron. That you want to lay before the tabernacle. We let everybody bring one, two, or three rods. Any rod, whatever is the rod you are bringing. Say, God, you that made the rod Aaron to sprout overnight in the tabernacle of witness. That will make it to bring buds. That will make it to bloom. That will make it to blossom. That will make it to yield almonds, which people are looking for today. I bring this, what I brought before you this morning. This Ember period, this is my own rod. The power that came on the rod of Aaron, that made it to sprout, let it come upon this thing. So bring your own rod before the Lord and ask God to intervene. And the power, the grace, the anointing, the mercy, the intervention that made the rod of Aaron to sprout, to come upon the rod, you are bringing before the Lord today, this Ember period. Man se kula baba. Raida ha meuseke pepepe. Raengus kababa. Raiga huga. Ya inga gaga gaga. Mahura baba bakanta laba. Mekus kababa baba. Mauseke keke. When the Lord did it for Aaron, there was no controversy. It was too clear. It was too glaring. It was incontestable. Pray that God will intervene in a decisive way that will not be a subject of contention. Bring that rod before the tabernacle goodness this morning and see it sprout by the power of the Lord, because this is time for intervention. You are entering the season of intervention in this ministry. This month, we are entering to the season of intervention. Mehu gaga gaga ga ra'i de kuba man sagalu baba reke su baba ka shantalaga. As we sing that song now, Pastor Wade to come up to us to round up the prayer. Owo tun Olorun sagbara. Owo tun Olorun sagbara. Owo tun Olorun sagbara. Owo otun re un pa mi la.
Owo tun Olorun sagbara.
Eh, owo tun Olorun sagbara.
Owo tun,
owo tun Olorun sagbara. Owo otun re un. Owo otun Olorun, owo otun Olorun sa o sagbara.
Owo otun Olorun
o sagbara. Agbara giga giga.
Owo otun Olorun
o sagbara. Owo otun re un gba. Owo otun Olorun Olorun wa tun Olorun sagbara. O sagbara.
Owo otun Olorun
sagbara. Agbara giga giga.
Olorun
sagbara. O owo otun re un gba. Owo otun Olorun wa.
Owo otun
Olorun sagbara. O sagbara giga.
Owo otun
Olorun sagbara. Owo otun Olorun sagbara. O owo otun re un gba.
shagbara giga 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 giga
o shagbara owo tun olorun o sha owo tun olorun wa owo tun re owo tun olorun wa owo tun olorun o sha o shagbara
agbara giga
o shagbara o tun olorun o shagbara o owo o tun re ba ni.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for divine intervention. Thank you for the divine solution. Thank you for the divine breakthrough. Thank you for the new story. Thank you for the new song. Thank you for victories. Thank you for new testimonies. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for transformation. Thank you for visitation. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory. Thank you, Jehovah Father. Thank you for the chains that you have broken. Thank you for the doors that you have opened. Thank you for demolishing all the mountains, the hills. Thank you. Thank you very much, Lord. Thank you very much for drying up the sea. Thank you very much, Father, Lord, for silencing the enemy. Thank you, Jehovah Father, for prevailing over every situation. Thank you because a new song, a new story. Thank you because you have brought us to a new season, a new time, a new season, a new season, a new season of joy, a new season of celebration with your name. Oh, a new season that Lord of heaven, that every dryness, oh yes, every form of dryness before, oh yes, receiving life again. Thank you very much, oh Lord, for your power of life that has come upon us. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for renewal of strength. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God, for quickening. Thank you very much for the time of blossomness. Thank you for the time of revitalization. Thank you very much for the time of reawakening. Thank you for the time of new life again. For the new life again that will come, that is coming and has come upon us in this season. We give you glory and praise, Lord. We worship you. We exalt you. Thank you because we are going to blossom. We are going to blossom. We are blossoming even in this season again. Lord of heaven, in the name of Jesus, when we bring forth almond seeds in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you very much because your spirit will work upon us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a season of your power. Your right hand is mighty, believers. Your right hand is set free. Your right hand is strong. Your right hand, oh God, saves, oh God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Spirit,
yes, Lord. Your right hand.
Oh, oh. Holy Spirit, move now. Oh, move now. Oh, move in my life.
Thank you for your move. Lord, we shall not recover from this move. We shall not recover from your move. In this season, Father, as you are moving over these lives, over this assembly, Lord, this assembly will never recover from this, your move. In this season, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of heaven, you are doing, Lord, what will silence the enemy permanently over the affairs of our lives, over the church of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We bless you and worship you as we submit to your move, even in this season. We will live in obedience. We will walk in your fear, in your will and your counsel. In your fear, we will walk. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. Thank you for the miracles you have done now. We give you glory, Father. We bless your name, Lord. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And you put your hands together for the Lord as best celebrate Jehovah God, the Almighty God, together.